It's now time for our awesome new Supercoach segment where Tigers MS and I go deep into the world of Supercoach. So Tigers MS joins me for our Supercoach segment. This is the last week that we can get those cheapies in before the prices start to change and Supercoach make their adjustments based upon performance. Also a good opportunity to sell some of those guys that you thought would do well and haven't quite lived up to their reputation. Conrad Harrell, I'm looking squarely at you. Tigers MS, the rankings changed a bit this week. How are things looking now after round two?
Yeah, they have. Look, Robbie Farrell was in the top 10 last week. I think he was ninth. He's shot to number one.
Yeah.
With a good performance against the Panthers. As we were saying last week, halfbacks and second rowers are all there. But this week in the top five, we've got three halfbacks, and they're Sandow, Cooper Cronk and Jonathan Thurston. All of them are very pricey. With the exception of Sandow, obviously, who's only 207, you'd imagine that will go up. I'm not sure if Thurston at 336 or Cooper Cronk at 330 can go up much more than they are.
Yeah, I mean, there's still room to go. I guess Jared Haynes at 385, so I'd still say, look, to me, Jonathan Thurston, he's the best player in the game, and under the new scoring system, he's probably going to be the best player overall. We've actually got a what we do cost per point in the Supercoach coach, well, Paulie G Sports Supercoach segment. Jonathan Thurston's ranked in at 54th overall there. His points about just over 2,000. Robbie Farrow, as you mentioned, being number one overall, he comes in 18th. So that gives you a bit of an idea of how that works with the cost per point. Robbie Farrow is 1,529. The best player, sort of bang for your buck, I guess you'd say, is George Burgess. He's only $829 per point. Didn't go quite so well this week as he did last week, but still a very, very good overall buy. And Albert Kelly, well, he's second, and he can play two positions, half and 5/8. So, I mean, that's a no-brainer for mine. Cost per point, $905. So you can see there that top five, George Burgess, Albert Kelly, Jesse Bromwich, Tohu Harris, and Jack Buchanan, all very low-cost players that are performing at a high level right now. And then the guy you mentioned, Chris Sandow.
Value for money, really. Like, especially with the injury to Keith Galloway, it means Buchanan, for example, will get even more game time.
Yeah.
So, it's a very interesting top five for points per, with regard to price.
Mm. And I guess they're all sort of in that lower range, but then suddenly Chris Sandow comes in sixth with that 207,000. Still quite a high price, but just an excellent cost, excellent value for all the points he's getting you. Is he a guy that's going to continue to rise, do you think? Or now is the time, if you've got him, wait till the price changes and then maybe sell him while you can sell him high?
Oh, look, I think you'd hold on to him for a week or two at the very least. He's playing with a lot of confidence. I know Parramatta lost on last Thursday, but it wasn't through Sandow's lack of trying. He was taking the line on. He set up a try or two, and he was in everything. So, I think he's definitely worth holding on to and just seeing how he goes. I mean, if you find a noticeable drop in your form, then yes, you'll have to be on the ball and get rid of him quick, because I think due to last season, the prices will drop dramatically once they see a slip in form.
Yeah, look, I think you're right. I think if you've got any opportunity to buy this guy right now, you should. But buyer beware. If you are tossing up between him and another player, if you've got a few weaknesses in your lineup, then it may not be as simple as that. Another guy who can play half or front row is James Seguiara. He's right up there. He's 200,000, but 155 points, so that's a value of 1,290 cost per point. So, I mean, there's another guy you could look at getting.
Yeah, that's right. He's inside the top 10 for season points, which is great for him, and it's great for you if you've got him in your team. If you don't, he's only 200,000, which for a guy who's putting up these kind of points is pretty good value. When you consider, well, let's compare him against Robbie Farrow, who's 120,000 more, and that's a lot of money when you're trying to balance a team out.
Yeah, I mean, you're
as we said before, he can play the two positions.
Exactly. And if you're in a draft scenario, that could work out very well as well.
No, exactly right. He's one of those guys that you might you know, half think about putting in your team, but he seems to be well worth it, and he's certainly getting plenty of time with the Panthers at the moment.
Well, I can only agree with you there. And looking at some of the other guys, look, Tohu Harris, I think he's just a must buy because he's living up to that Challenge Cup form now after a big game in week two.
Yeah, he really is just going really well. I don't think many people expected him to go as well as he is going. But he's doing it, and he's doing it very well. I think he's one of those bargain buys that if you're to-ing and fro-ing on that kind of area, he's definitely one of the guys to get. He's putting up good points. He doesn't cost too much. If he starts going bad and you have to sell him off, then, you know, that's probably the risk you'll take. You won't get a whole lot of him back, but you can get almost guaranteed that his price will rise after this round.
Exactly. I mean, he's pretty much a must-have, I believe. Jacob Lilliman's a guy that, you know, the Warriors aren't playing too well right now, but he's certainly putting up good points, 122 total. But at that cost, $165,000, that's a cost per point of $1,355. Good value.
Yeah, I was looking through the list before, and, yeah, Lilliman is definitely up there in value. He only dropped 8 places from last week. Sorry, 9 places from last week to 39 from 30, but still putting up a 61-point average is a pretty good bang for your buck.
This is definitely the week that we're going to be able to separate it a little bit more. Tigers MS, I mean, the cost per point doesn't just work for must buys, it works for must sells. There's a few players like Sam Burgess, I guess, who's suffering more because he could only get on the field there that one game. But when you look at a guy, as we mentioned earlier, Conrad Harrell, with only 38 total points, that's a cost per point at that high price that he's on, $6,536. Really, his price is probably going to plummet next week. If you did pick him like I did, it might be time to let him loose.
Well, yeah, that's right. But having said that, he's a good player. But the Warriors are struggling. They're struggling to score points. And when they struggle to score points, I don't think the wingers or the centres in any team, unless they're trying to do it off their own back, are going to go very well. You've got to also remember this is Harrell's second season, so it could be the second season slump.
Yeah. Teams might have figured him out.
Yeah, so it could be a long season for him, a long season of learning the game again. But I'd say, yeah, you'd probably want to get rid of him.
Centre and winger really does seem like a boom or bust position, because another guy who I think a lot of us thought would have a good year with his goal kicking, as well as the fact the Raiders made the top 8 last year, is Jared Croker. $292,000, he got a high value on him, but he's only put up 35 points so far. So that's a cost per point of $8,342. Regardless of if you think he's going to come good, I guess at that price, you've just got to get rid of him now.
Yeah, I think so, because, yeah, as I said, he was... he's quite expensive. He hasn't scored many points. The Raiders aren't looking great in terms of form. When the Raiders are in good form, he probably would score points because they'd get the ball out to him, and he seems to grow in stature when the rest of the team is moving forward and they have a good feel about them. But at the moment, yeah, I think he's made his position pretty much. You just can't have him in your side.
He's struggling, that is for sure. Yeah, very low points there. I guess if you're looking up a little bit amongst that range, but still in regards to not getting great cost per point, some of the other bigger names would include Sean Fensom, $340,000. He's only put up 89 points, so a cost per point of $3,825. That's no doubt his price is going to go down.
Yeah, his price will go down, and if you have him now, you'd probably get rid of him. If you don't have him now, you'd watch him. Definitely watch him, because he's a quality player, Fensom, and, yeah, the Raiders are going to get better. They're not going to get worse than they were on the weekend, so he could be. He could be one of those guys where you grab at just a slightly lower price, but it will pay off for you in the end.
What about Todd Carney? I mean, he's 310,600 and only put up 87 points so far. Is that a guy that's overvalued?
I think he's a little bit overvalued. He's a bit quiet. Cronulla's football is really built on defence. And I know Carney would get a lot of traffic thrown his way to try and tire him out in terms of big second rows running at him and that kind of thing. However, I know he kicks goals and he's kicking in play is valuable, but I think at that price, there's guys in other teams who would probably give you the same amount of points for a better return in for what you pay.
Yeah, and finally Isaac Luke, 334,995 points so far. So he's up at 3,500 cost per point, and probably the same rules, I guess, apply to him as
Carney. Honestly, I thought that was a surprise to me. I thought he did better than that, but
is it just that Nathan Peets has taken away his minutes?
Yeah, it could well be that, but I mean, it could well be that he's lacking a little bit of form, not really dominating as he was. At stages last season.
Yeah.
So it might be a case of he's warming into the season, but at the moment you might get rid of him and just keep an eye on his price, and if he comes down to a reasonable price, give him a shot after that.
Well, there's no doubt that his team's performing well. They're actually the fifth best performing team in Supercoach right now. We've got the stats up for how each team goes, both I guess the points that they score, and also if you happen to have players playing against a team, we can look at that as well. So that's a couple of interesting things that we do here on the podcast. And I guess it's no real surprise that the Gold Coast Titans, with their big game against the Raiders last week, are on top of that total points. And also they give up the least amount of points. So that could be a bit skewed by the very underperforming Raiders right now, who are last in points scoring and highest in points allowed. But some interesting things, Tigers MS, comes out from this. The Canterbury Bulldogs are second last in points scoring for Supercoach, yet they only allow, they're the fifth best in allowing points. So I guess it's a team maybe you'd want to stay away from. And not only that, but if you've got some of your players playing against them and you're not sure whether to bench them for the week, might be a good week to leave them.
Yeah, look, that can be a good strategy. If you've got players that are playing against the lesser teams, or you've got players that you know that one team has the wood on the other team, I reckon that's a good idea. I think Canterbury's players, it's tough to pick because of the situation they're in at the moment. If Ben Barber comes back, you know, I can only assume that his price will drop. Because he hasn't played, so it has to drop. He might be a good get. You know, you might have to take a punt on him early to get him, but I dare say that he would probably pay off for you. But there wouldn't be that many other Canterbury players that you'd grab. Maybe Sam Cassiano when he comes back in the front row. But once again, it's all comes down to price and what you can afford.
Yeah, Frank Pritchard's one for mine that as well may maybe how to turn it on, but you're right. I mean, there's a lot of unknowns there with the Dogs right now. On the flip side, the Tigers are ranked seventh best team in scoring points, but they're also ranked 14th, or 13th, I should say, in allowing points. So I guess there's a team where you can happy to jump on their bandwagon with the likes of Robbie Farrow, as we talked about earlier, but also happy if you've got guys playing against them.
Yeah, it could be one of those teams. I mean, it could be a little bit skewed by the thumping they received by Newcastle in round one. But, yeah, I mean, Robbie's first at the moment, and I think Benji Marshall is about 12th, like, as overall scoring. Both those players are relatively expensive, but if they're putting up in numbers, then they may well be worth you. If you've got a marquee guy that you want to lash out on, they could be part of your squad.
Well, from next week, we'll look at whether you should rest some key players from your team if you're not sure whether to start them or not, or maybe just sit them. So those stats will just kind of pad themselves out as the next couple of weeks go.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's hard to do this with two rounds worth of data, really. But
we're getting some useful information. And
it is very useful information, like especially the team-by-team thing really helps.
Mm. So this really is it. The last week before these players' prices change, use those two trades, make those important changes. If you're in a draft situation and you haven't started your season yet as far as the head-to-head games, get in now, make those adjustments, make sure you clear your roster of those guys that aren't putting up the points, and make those changes that we're recommending here. We do it each and every week. It is, of course, our Supercoach segment, and you can find it not only at our website, www.paulygsports.com, but also on the iTunes, so make sure you hit a subscribe to that. And don't forget, we're also on Facebook. So look up NRL Live and Paulie G Sports and give us a like. And now it is time for one of our favourite segments, Tigers MS, World of Sport. What have you got for us?
Okay, this week I have... I know we've covered Adam Holyoake, so sports people playing in other sports that you wouldn't really think. This week I'm going to go one better and go a different field. So I'm going to go music to sport.
Okay.
So we have Red Foo from the... amazing, note the sarcasm, duo of LMFAO. He's a massive tennis fan, and he hangs around with Victoria Azarenka. And he's entered in a qualifying tournament for the US Open for this year. he's entered the USTA Northern California sectional qualifying tournament in Salinas, California, June 18 to 23, if you want to get out there and see him. He's entered under his given name of Stefan Gordy, which I don't know what's worse, Red Foo or Stefan Gordy. But anyway, he will play his singles and mixed doubles with a 17-year-old Akeya Pikanawo, who he is currently coaching.
I have to be the one to say this. If he does go out there, if this is televised or something, and, you know, he just absolutely is a shocker, as we would expect he would, who's going to be first to tweet? Hashtag LMFAO.
Well, yes. Well, look, Red Foo, who has obviously made his name somehow as a rapper and dancer and a DJ, He's gained quite a profile in the world of tennis because he's close to Victoria Azarenka. He was out here for the Australian Open in January. He's also sampled Azarenka's ear-piercing grunts for a song. I can't wait for that one.
Later you can go out with Monica Seles.
No, so, yeah, basically, I really do hope he does... He does well and makes the tournament because at least it stops him making some music for a little while.
Right. We could argue that he hasn't made
that's
any.
That's all I got.
That is out of the box. I mean, Adam Holyoake, you know, there isn't a potential of transition there, but this is one out of the box. Well done, Tigers MS. You've outdone yourself. Guys, that's it for this week. Going to see you again next week, I hope. Pete, thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm off to Canberra for the big game.
Enjoy. I don't know why you put yourself through it.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Masochist. Tigers MS. Thank you very much. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter at TigersMS78. We'll see you next week.
Later.
That is it for the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. www.paulygsports.com. LMFAO, hashtag LMFAO.